Hey guys, welcome to the MC Anime Podcast.
We cover anime, geek culture, Japanese aesthetics, and Asian studies. We are a multi-fandom podcast, and you can expect to hear topics in your favorite hobby or fandom activity potentially. You can find MC Anime on Google Podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube. Also, please check out mcanimepodcast.com, our website. Furthermore, stay tuned in for another episode.
Welcome to another episode of NCMA Podcast. Today I have a special guest with me today. Hesh, how you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Welcome.
Tell them a little about yourself, what you do, and we can go from there.
So, my name is Hisham. I basically work with the WordPress for about 2 years now. I work as an editor, and sometimes I work like that.
Will be a feature speak with us, hopefully. So that's also potential new. But yeah, if anyone that doesn't know him, Hesh is a sound editor for me, for the podcast, and it's kind of part of the reason why we're doing live on Twitch right now. So, there you go. So, further ado, that's all the introduction for that. Today's topic is going to be lucky base power users. So what do I mean by lucky base powers? Well, instead of them being lucky, they're going to actually have a power that relates to a luck, but it's not actually being lucky necessarily.
Yeah.
So in this scenario, characters that are just written to have basic luck to get out of most situations might not qualify in the basic sense. And there's an exception to that, but that's just because of how the story is written to the point where they're literally written as a character with so much luck that it's like a power. So, the characters that we were discussing are King for One Punch Man, Sakura Ichigo, Good Luck Girl, Haruta Shinimuro from Jujutsu Kaisen, and finally, we're doing Princess Blossacil from ReZero. So what is your determination when it comes to luck-based powers? What you hear, what you think of?
Mostly just people who are naturally born with luck. Sometimes I know that there are characters that have powers related to luck. For example, we have Sakura Ichigo. She basically uses fortune energy. She can take energy from surrounding and turn it into, but in return, the surrounding are actually unlucky, like they have misfortune. So that's basically an example.
Alright. And then also these people that are lucky power users, well, what we have are different subcategories of the ability of luck, and we'll get into what those sub-abilities are. But in the scheme of things, if you really think about it, what is luck? Is luck having the good will to have good things happen to you? Is the bad luck going to be the bad events that's going to occur over a period of time that you have no control over? It all really depends on that question alone. How you define luck?
Yeah, that's a very good question, actually. I mean, for example, we have Haruto Shinimuro, Jujutsu Kaisen. He can actually manipulate luck himself, but he can just manipulate probability and statistics. So, when you define luck, it's about actually what do you want in and when you want it to happen. So, that's basically what I think luck is. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's also a key element. And in that element, what you actually have is whether or not if the luck itself is being manipulated or the aspect of granting someone else and affecting their probability is kind of interesting. Now, I would say the character that kind of was a poster child for this discussion was Domino from Marvel. She had the ability to... Well, she had the ability to control probability. When do you... Bad luck, like changing the weather in of course of her favor. Typically, it goes like this. She changes the luck of herself and changes the luck of the enemy to bad luck to suit her needs and good luck. And she's part of the X-Men. So anyway, with luck being said, what are some superstitions about luck to get that out of the way? What are the things that people do to believe in luck?
Yeah, so basically, people believe in luck and something that isn't normal happen to them. For example, when you're walking in a street and something is falling on you, that's just very unlucky, because it normally doesn't will happen. So people believe that's unlucky for them. And at the same time, when something good happens to them, they believe it's just about luck. For example, when they win the lottery, something like maybe they're gambling and they win a lot of money, they say it's just you got lucky. So that's how people actually believe in luck.
True. And another aspect of luck is, let's say you're new to something. They say that, oh, that's beginner's luck. Like, you're just lucky now, but you're going to have a huge downfall later because you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, that's a very good example, actually. Like, for example, you're playing a card game, maybe Yu-Gi-Oh, and then you're starting a new deck, or like maybe just you do the game, and your hand is just very good. Like, you get very good cards. So your enemy just pulling you beginner lucky. That's a good example.
I mean, true. You know, also, luck is usually manipulated through the odds. So chance events are usually what tests your luck is, and gambling is a form of that as a way to standardize skills in games where you might have a chance to win, but it might be lower depending on the combination or the way to win. So that's one way to determine luck in itself, but also having the knowledge to play alongside the random chance of events is also what sometimes makes players stand out from just being lucky. So there is that just difference there. But let's get back to that's just a little bit of luck in general. King, One Punch Man. So King is really unique because he's the only character we have born lucky, but he's so born lucky that it affects everyone around him in perception, intimidation, and anything in between.
I think the moment he was born, he was connected to Saitama, basically. Like, everything that happened to him was basically connected to Saitama. Even when he was a child, he was saved by Saitama.
I mean, the way he is written as a plot device in being born lucky is basically a feat in itself. Because of all the characters I've seen in the born lucky category, he stands out the most for the simple fact he doesn't have to fight. He basically beats his opponents in fear tactics just based on what he looks like. He's so intimidating to other people that they don't want to fight him. And the ironic sense of all of it is the fact that he can barely go up flights of stairs without getting out of breath. Super strong-winded everything. But he's an S-class hero in One Punch Man.
I mean, if you think about it, he's basically the exact opposite of Saitama. Saitama is basically just very unlucky. No one cares about him and everyone underestimates him. Everyone thinks he's a weakling, but on the other hand, everyone is scared of King because they think he's very strong. So if you think about it, he's actually the exact opposite of Saitama.
So basically, Saitama had to do all this work to get to the OP level, while King was just born lucky and didn't have to do much of anything.
I mean, he basically took credit for what Saitama did. if you look at the story, almost everything that Saitama did, like all of his feats, were basically credited to King. So that's why they think King is strong.
Oh.
Saitama was killing the enemy. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. But yeah. So the character journey, written from foundation to story, basically translates to so lucky that these specific events happen for this specific reason. This is how it happened. It just sounds like Buggy for One Piece.
I mean, with Buggy, it's a little bit different.
To story, things just start happening. He's just written into the story of he had something to do with it. But he was blamed for other people's. Yeah, he just using the willpower of other people doing it for him. He getting the credit. But anyway, King, I like him because he contributes to himself and kind of be self-reflective. He knows he's like this, but he doesn't know what to do about it, because people are just going to expect the same reputation that he has.
Yeah, I mean, he just rolls with it. He doesn't care.
True, but Saitama does the same thing and really doesn't unleash a lot of energy. But Saitama's literally character is so broken that no one can match him in the universe. So, I wonder, does Saitama have the same effect on King as King has on everyone else? Like, if King were to fight Saitama, would it really be a winner?
I mean, depending on how it goes, but I think King would just win. Saitama will let King win, basically.
So basically, Saitama will really fight because he doesn't feel motivated, and he'll be in King's favor.
I mean, I wouldn't say motivated. There's a situation where King just says that he will let Saitama win video games, and Saitama will just give up and pretend that he lost. Or maybe King will offer Saitama a tribute. That's basically how it's going to go.
Of course,
he won't have to fight. Yeah, yeah.
So, he took the status and still beat Saitama.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I mean, there's a situation where maybe they force him to fight, but I don't think it might happen.
Well,
Yeah,
true. And enemies are so afraid of him that they surrender before they even fight him.
Yeah, some even die before even looking at him. At one point in the series, a monster just basically shit himself and died.
Yeah, that's interesting. But he has no combat. But we have what is actually happening, what is seems like it's happening.
Yeah.
So, like, how would we suggest his self-awareness to what's going around him? Like, what the actually, other than the intimidation and everything else, is there any other explanation of that?
I mean, I think he feels bad about himself because he knows he's weak, but there's nothing he can do about it. Because if he gives up, he just loses everything he has, like his status and his powers and the money. So he has to keep rolling with it. He basically has no other option. But in the same time, he's actually trying to improve. Like at some point in the story, he went to one of the S-class heroes trying to ask him for help to get stronger. Of course, he thought he was joking because they know he's already strong.
True. And what's, you know, King's reputation as the strongest hero, it's like his luck is the factor why, but he's a coward and he has reliance on the others. So what's...
I would say he's a coward.
Well, those cowards, yeah, truth. Yeah. Well, he's not a coward, but he knows his situation and he doesn't know what to do about it because it's just... is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, he can't think about it.
Well, he doesn't want combat, and when he tries to do combat, it works in his favor, regardless of what he tries to do.
Yeah.
Like, was there ever a situation you try to throw a punch, and then somehow the enemy gets injured?
Yeah, for example, when he was trying to fight the centipede at the end of season
1. No.
And then I showed up out of nowhere, and he basically one-shot the centipede. No one saw what happened, but they thought King was actually fighting. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So, maybe other people will come along and just do the work.
Yeah, basic.
Well. Huh. But, I guess he's written in a way to be... Well, say Tombo's written to be a parody of Hero. So, yeah. You can say that King is a reflection of Saitama and actually trying, but everything going his way, where Saitama has everything he needs, but doesn't try. Because he knows what his level is at. The self-awareness is two separate things.
Yeah, I mean, Saitama just thinks he is the strongest, because he didn't miss anyone the stronger, or at least the strongest.
True. Well, you know, with King as a character, what are some moments that are just absolutely hilarious how the luck plays out?
I mean, the first one was basically when he was facing Girl. Like, there was a scene with him when he was, like, confronting Girl. And Saitama just saved him. Basically, Saitama kicked the shit out of Girl.
Oh, okay. So, as a comic-related phenomenon, how does King compare to other people in that category?
I mean, he doesn't exactly have, like, insane powers or anything. But if you consider the fact that he's very lucky and Saitama always shows up, then he's basically the strongest character just because of Saitama.
Okay. So everything, luck being intertwined with Saitama, is basically a link.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whenever King is, Saitama just shows up. What?
So, the fact that Saitama's existence is to the point of what it is, King can benefit from being lucky. Since a very early age to the story.
I mean, it's just Saitama, actually.
Well, not just Saitama, but events happening where there's chorus fighting alongside each other at the same time to happen, then boom, the result is what the actual character is supposed to be.
Yeah.
Okay. So with him being the born lucky category, being so lucky that he literally... no one can touch him. Would that be plot device, or is that a writer giving him an inherent power?
I think just mostly, but like, there is no way to know if he's actually lucky in a sense of power, but so far it's just mostly, but some people can consider him lucky, I guess.
True. I guess he's written in a way where his luck appears to be not more than coincidental, but coinciding. It coincides with everything else, so it's a very plot-driven focus, and specifically how it structures itself.
Yeah, Nick.
Well, that's a little bit about King for One Punch Man, which is incredible luck prowess that I would say is pretty lucky. More luck than I have. How about you?
I mean, he's basically just the most lucky human.
True. So if you're born lucky, King is probably the character you want to base that off on. Not just on who gets lucky events, but like, to the core of the character, to plot, to only so many things happen all at once. And that's how you write a lucky, born lucky character. You write them so integral to the story, where it just seems like the luck is an ability in itself, or a special innate ability. It's not mentioned, but it's shown.
Yeah, it becomes a part of the...
Yeah, so... But yeah, I would give it to Creator One Punch Man for that. King is definitely an interesting character. So, next character is actually Sakura Ichigo. So, Good Luck Girl is interesting in the fact that it provides an anime based in the topic of luck.
Yeah.
It's actually about the main character who has that power.
Yeah.
Because of the simple fact that, you know, we have her, she's like, her life is on easy. She has good fortune. Everything she has is wanted. Beauty, intelligence, wealth. She's the goddess of poverty. To Ichigo, she is cursed with misfortune. So we also have another character with poverty, who is the total opposite to Ichigo herself. The lives collide when they live up to the title, deliver unfortunate news. Large amount of luck due to draining the luck from those around her. So, it as a series is like interesting.
Yeah. Basically, Sakura basically had the powers to work more like it. She can basically just manipulate whether your fortune or misfortune.
True.
Well, I like her character for the simple fact that it has some depth to her. It's not just, you know, she has lucky, she actually has lucky powers. And that's actually expressed as
like an actual power. Just born lucky.
So, yep, her power is absolute luck. She has everything to go for. That's her category. It's interesting because of how extremely lucky she is and has the ability to be lucky and actually have an ability to affect luck is what is kind of appealing to me.
Yeah, but remember, there's like a trade-off. She can be lucky, but in this turn, everyone around her has to be unlucky.
Yeah.
Be the downside of their power.
True. I'm just going to name a couple, but, beauty, good looks, attractiveness, intelligence, health, agility, libido, perception, senses, intuition, instincts, humor, wealth, willpower, talent, elegance, and charisma, and also a perfect body from living from birth. That just seems like we're born lucky, but it's not. So weird. It's just like she has an infinite amount of luck as a blessing. Like it's like a divine intervention, but like God will blessing. That's the only way I can describe it as. You know, God touch. She's like so lucky that she's like kind of like God touch. In that way. You know what I mean? But you know what the eye touch is, right?
Yeah, she basically just touches anything she wants and it becomes lucky, I guess.
True. Well, not only that.
She wants to
True. And though what I like about it is it's such a broken ability, she can't control it. It's just everly constant around her.
Yeah, it just happens.
But she's written in a way she knows it happens and just goes along with it. because she knows everything is going to go her way. It's like people have like the power of clairvoyance, know exactly what's going to happen the next time it happens. They just go with the wind and don't really care.
Yeah, it's just like King, where they just roll with it. They don't really care.
And also in her role, this is more intense because of the fact she doesn't control it and gives off this aroma of energy that literally changes the outcome for her in so many different attributes and personality, while others around her can be put in a negative situation depending on what is the effect.
Yep. I mean, it's basically more like a bit of liberation than luck. Mm-hmm. Not about luck anymore. Like or just changing air fit, basically.
Yeah. And he also thinks Loki just happened randomly to her. Like, say, Irgo, if nothing bad happens, if it does, it will always play out in her favor. People always tend to respond positive. All aspects improve drastically. So think about this. You're so lucky. You have so much energy around you to affect it. What is the thing that you think is going to make you unparalleled to other people?
Like, what do you mean?
Well, like, say you go to the office. Your luck is going to be so powerful that no one can exceed you in working. You get everything right. Everything good that will happen to you first. Wouldn't you get bored of that lifestyle a little bit, though?
I mean, sure, yeah. If the time goes by, I will try maybe doing something different. But I will get bored of the luck.
But if everything is going to be exactly the same, anything you try, you're going to be lucky at. You'll be trying a lot of stuff before the end of the end of it.
Yeah. At this point, I would actually be trying to fail, and I would still win anyway.
And you can't be depressed because your mood will always be positive in that way.
Yeah.
So it's like she's cursed with her own luck because of the fact that it affects so much of her life.
Yeah, she basically can't live a normal life. She's always going to be lucky and always going to be happy.
Like, whatever she needs.
She's never going to be depressed.
Yeah. Whatever she needs or desires, opportunities will just happen. Wherever she wishes to go is so infinite, the potential can manifest in so many forms. It's just, like, mind-boggling.
Yeah, but at this point, when does her luck end?
I don't know.
If she just wishes to be immortal and she maybe live forever, that's what Iraqa is about.
Yeah, I guess she has, you know, strength, and then you absorb the luck around people. You know, when you possess the godlike luck, you also have the ability to absorb other people's luck. Though, like, if you absorb someone's luck and then you cause a situation for a tragedy or a death for them, how is that good for them but good for you?
I mean, basically, instead of you take their luck so you can be more lucky, then at the same time, they're not lucky anymore, so they may be getting an accident or something.
True. I mean, the only way to counteract the luck absorbing ore is to seal it off the special item. It absorbs it, and then they take it, and then they redistribute it to the people around her. But she has so much luck that doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, the ability to, you know, the fortune energy from surroundings grants her extraordinary luck, but brings much fortune. I just feel like she as a character has no room to grow except going through knowing that her luck is going to probably be the downfall of someone or cause a terrible accident, and she had no control over it.
I mean, if she can't control it, then it's basically not really a problem. Like, she can't do anything about it.
She's like, yeah, it's just like one of those characters, even if you seal it, it's still going to be there. So all you can only do is maybe seal it so you don't affect other people's luck, but your luck is still so powerful that it won't be sealed.
Yeah, yes.
I wonder, how does, like, character interactions work with her? Is she, like, trying to change because she knows her luck is just affecting them in a different way that she wants them to?
I mean, maybe at the start, yeah, but then she will just get used to it, and it's like a normal thing for everyone to treat their luck. So, yeah.
I don't know. What do you think about her having the ability to shape perception of luck and fortune with the people she meets? I just feel like that won't... How can that be a genuine relationship if luck is being manipulated to the point to being in her favor?
I mean, it's not basically just a big relationship. Everyone will like her, no matter what, even if she doesn't like it. Basically, like I said, she can relating characters to her, or... Everyone will treat her nice, even if she doesn't want. And even if she acts really bad with them, they will still like her, basically.
Does that mean that she'll actually have feelings for someone, if she truly feels it? Or that just being her being lucky to find love?
I mean, sure, yeah. If the other person, she likes him, maybe, yeah. But at this point, she knows that it's all about her luck. Like, she knows that the other guys are just, liking her with her luck.
That's a weird dilemma. I don't know if I would want that power. I'd rather be king.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd rather be born lucky and not be cursed with luck like this.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, to be fair, like, with King Case, he's basically just lucky when he wants to. But with the Sakurai showcase, she can't control it within. She can't do anything about it.
True. What brings the question is, she's truly impacted as a person to actually be the situation she's at. Kind of.
Yeah.
Oh no. It's... the one hand, I feel bad, but the other hand... the character is written as an OP character, but can't really control the outcome.
Yeah.
On the show itself, has another person being the main protagonist, bringing misfortune too. So that's an interesting antagonist relationship.
Yeah.
But she's a spot.
The opposite. Yeah.
That's kind of funny, though.
I mean, it's very ironic, I guess.
Yeah. I would say it's definitely ironic in the sense that it doesn't usually happen. But yeah, that's a little bit about good luck, though. I think he hit some of the main points about her. She's still so isolating. Like, I don't know what I would think if I had all that luck.
I mean,
you're just gonna be like King, just roll with it, I guess. Nothing you can do about it.
Will there be anything I would actually think I would like to do myself that's not luck based? I guess I have to do something that's really, really rewarding. For me to feel like I'm doing something.
I mean, even if you get all the reward, you'll just feel that you didn't deserve it. So.
I mean, if I had that much to give, I'll just live out a life of volunteering. like, I don't know what else to live to make me happy, knowing that whatever I do is going to have a big impact on other people. A lot of it's volunteer and being lucky at it, and hopefully me being lucky, I can steer it away enough that I'll be lucky for them, so whatever impact I have in that operation is good.
Yeah.
How about you?
I mean, I wouldn't want to live like that, honestly. I just want to live a normal life. Yeah.
True. In this regard, what is a normal life if you're so lucky?
Yeah.
That's... I do agree with you on that one. But yeah, that's all about Ichigo Sakura. And her interesting luck tendencies. Actually, Haruto Shinmo is actually not that bad. Fujitsu Kaisen.
Yeah, I mean, he's a special case. He basically controls his world.
Isn't he also an antagonist?
No, he's one of the main characters.
Okay, so he's the main character. Okay.
Yeah.
His luck is actually in the supernatural luck category.
Yeah, basically controls and manipulates the probability, his luck.
Whoa. Well, the ability is called Miracle.
Yeah.
But is there a limitation to his Miracle?
Yeah, there is a limitation actually. That's it's very interesting. So basically, consider it a point flip. If he gets somewhat lucky, he gets more powerful, like his just strength skyrockets. Mm-hmm. But if he's not lucky, the one he's facing, like his opponent, just gets very strong. Basically, a point flip.
Oh, okay.
Like he either gets stronger or his enemy gets stronger. That point flip, basically.
He'll get stronger, they'll get slightly weaker.
Not weaker, he just gets stronger.
Okay, so he can tip his luck in his favor to match the opponent.
I mean, he always has the advantage because he chooses when to point flip. So he always has an advantage.
Well, okay, so
like your enemy water.
So if he's like limited in what he can do, what is the limitation to the luck itself? Like, is there, like, a certain field of weight, length, for the pop?
I mean, there is, yeah. This is, like, usual person, so there is always a limit. For example, the absolute maximum I can get is, like, maybe near Gojo. You said, actually, that Naruto is very, very strong, maybe as close as Gojo, like, power-wise.
Okay. I mean... with him in combat, can people attack him from a distance and have a decent chance of fighting him because of the range of luck that he can affect? Or can he get out of that situation based on luck?
I mean, he doesn't roll luck like that. His entire power is about making him
stronger. What?
And he does have a very high range. He does just makes himself stronger. His attacks are stronger, basically.
Oh, so he just boosts himself.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that's actually pretty good. So, like, how powerful is that ability compared to the other character?
Like I said, it's actually very strong. Maybe as strong as Gojo. That's what everyone says. But I personally think it has limitations, but if it doesn't have limitations, it can be very strong.
More stronger than Gojo.
True. Interesting. So I guess, you know, with his fighting style, he's not only tactical, but he can utilize the luck in a way to gain the upper hand. And mobility is greater compared to the other character. So going through it all, he can be more agile or get more strength at it, depending if we're to do our block and get that right block in to present the effect of the actual move that is being used against him.
Yeah, basically, you just roll the dice and decide what will happen, whether he gets lucky or maybe his opponent gets stronger, stuff like that.
Oh, that's interesting. So is there an example of him going in battle and maybe not getting an advantage and getting a stat boost?
I didn't read the manga yet, but I know some of the fights he had, and he mostly was an advantage. Like, he was stomping almost every fight, but I think there was one fight where he was fighting Sukuna, and he lost that fight.
Ultra Storm.
Well, I guess he doesn't have superior luck. It's supernatural. He's cursed with luck. And as a result, it can benefit him in fighting because of the fact that he can boost certain attributes in fighting to give him an advantage. Which I think, him as a character, having the luck curse technique that he has of Miracle, is kind of interesting. I like it because it's practical, it has lots of uses, and in a actual fight, it only boosts his fighting ability. So, he also, alongside the ability, fights with it. So, he's already a skilled fighter without the lock, but with the lock, he's a... say maybe expert fighter, you know, instead of skill.
Yeah, exactly.
So it puts him in that expert category, and it kind of makes him hard to deal with because of what you don't know which boost you would get and how the battle would benefit. I feel like the longer the battle goes, the more luck he will get to figure out how a way to defeat you.
Yeah, basically.
A long, drawn-out battle against him is basically you're not going to win. Endurance is not going to be something you're going to have against him.
Yeah. He can spam his abilities as much as he wants, basically.
I like his character. I think it would be interesting to see how he specifically has luck, but also controlling an aspect of not being geared to one specific reality. There's always something going to change in his favor, but it's going to be in a way that's in the fighting itself to benefit it.
Yeah.
And he can utilize it because he's very knowledgeable and can utilize that small chance for victory.
I mean, is there experience with his powers? He's like had very long years of training, so he basically knows the ins and outs of his powers, and you can utilize it with maximum power.
And with him at question, it really brings into light how he fights, the motivation to fight, and anything alongside it.
I think he mostly fights for the money.
He fights for the money.
Can you already see it? Yeah.
Oh.
He basically gets paid very well, so.
So he gets paid to win.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's a financial gain in the fighting itself, but it also fulfills equal protection to the friends, to a cause that is justified, is not just selfish.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's not like he cares that much about money. More like his entire personality is revolved about luck and money, basically.
So instead of just fight the fight, he has a motivation to fight in doing so.
Yeah, basically.
Oh, okay.
Well, if it's really this exponential crisis of altering the fight in his favor, isn't that like saying you're playing dirty and putting dirt in someone's eyes and then all of a sudden they're put at a disadvantage because you have the upper hand?
I mean, that really doesn't apply here. Everyone in the series basically has broken abilities. His ability is very simple, but yet it's actually very effective.
Mm.
When there is other characters that basically can one-shot you in 1 second, so I don't think it's unfair.
Well, that's not unfair, but it's more like a... Well, this is my... This is how I fight. This is what you have to deal with.
Yeah,
so, you have to be extremely... I guess you have to be one-shotting, basically. If you missed, then you create openings to happen to it to be not in your fate.
Yeah, basically, you just have to kill him in a very quick match. You can't really be in a long match with him. Otherwise, you'll just lose. Like you said, endurance is not a good thing to test with him.
Well. I don't know. It just it seems like his ability is the most fair on the list so far.
I mean,
it's not overbroken, but it's just broken enough where it gives him the evolve.
Yeah, I mean, it still has its limitations, but yeah, it's pretty good.
True, but it has a good user companionship. While the other two, they didn't really have a direct correlation with the ability itself. They're just having it. Yeah, they're just having it happening to them. While he's aware of it and knows when to act when he's in his fate. It's like he knows it already going to happen when he fights. Like, does he get in like a mode where he realizes that this is an opportunity and this is what they do and I can get better at doing this weakness?
Yeah, I mean, his bar just did him. Like, a stick thing. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. I mean, that can definitely be something to take in consideration. But I feel like, in the overall scheme of things, maybe it's just how he is as a character. You know?
Yeah, this.
And with that, him as a character is just how he is. So far, do you think you see yourself more with Jujutsu Kaisen or any other character?
I think I like King more. He's my favorite so far.
King is your favorite? Okay, I can see that.
Yeah.
True. Well, that's a little bit about Hatara from Jujutsu Kaisen. The last one we're going to discuss is Princess Bakusei from ReZero. She basically has what we call golden luck. This is literally the definition of luck with God touch. This literally divine intervention of luck. It's called Divine Protection of the Throne. Kind of interesting. So with her having golden luck, how do you see it playing out before we get into more of the character?
I mean, I think it's a very generic character. For example, she's a very similar thing. Like, maybe naturally born character, basically. But she doesn't actually have a power related to luck. More like she's just born lucky.
Okay. Well, it feels like she's born lucky, but it's a divine intervention as well. So it's like beyond born lucky, because it... born lucky is just having luck being born with. While she has a God-touch ability that grants her upper supernatural luck in a way that's, you know, more than...
I mean, in a way, it's more like a magical bar.
Yeah. Kind of interesting, because with it, you know, it makes her stronger on the day and increases the effects of buffs. It's kind of interesting, because you don't really think, like, you know, we have divine protection, but hers is like infinitely higher than average divine protection spells. or anything any close to it.
Yeah. I mean, it's basically magic powers.
Yeah.
But she also has the magic she has is the skill of using yang magic. So, yang is a form of light. So that kind of goes inside with, you know, is yang light and yang darkness?
I think yang is light, yeah.
Okay, yeah, yang is the dark side, okay. Yang and light, light and darkness, okay. So, yeah, having the affinity for light, with also having golden luck, is pretty much to be expected with her character.
I mean, I wouldn't exactly call it golden luck. Basically, more like magical power. Like, she was basically just gifted extremely lucky powers.
True.
So, yeah.
Is this like the, let's see. The character who's reincarnated into an isekai now has a goddess giving him all these different abilities to fight in the world?
Yeah.
True.
I also like Soul Marriage Technique. She imbues them with the power more or less of her own, boosts their healing capability to the point acting on her soul can receive multiple fatal wounds, heal completely. However, Priscilla must only not love the receiver, but that she also must love, be loved by the person in return. So basically, soul marriage is like that, the technique for lovers, and only those people can perform that combo because they understand so much about them. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I mean,
you have like couple to fight in anime and stuff. They fight in unison, so they fight as a pair because they understand each other so much that they can just be freely to do so and take advantage of opponents.
Yeah, that's basically how the technique works. If they don't understand each other, the technique works.
Food.
It's interesting because Priscilla, in this case, you know, she comes to power, but it doesn't happen immediately. It happens over time with her reputation growing.
Yeah, she became known for being lucky, I guess.
And it kind of separated her in a status and as a pedestal, I would say, to highlight that status. It feels like she has the ability to go with it and then just blissfully go across, but don't come off as OP at the same time.
I mean, to be fair, I don't think she's actually pretty powerful. She's more like a side character who has some power and basically helps the maker. That's what I think at least.
Yeah.
She doesn't have a huge role in the series. It mostly just the main character doing the stuff.
Yeah. But it's kind of interesting how she is written in that way. Like, everything goes good for her, but she doesn't see major combat. But it's like a very good support role. And a really good static character that's going to be there to highlight the main character in some storyline.
Yeah, basically they're trying to make her she's OP, but she actually isn't. It's just the main character doing everything.
True, but it's not just the main character doing everything. She also has the ability to make things to affect to go in her favor in a non-combative sense. But she doesn't actually fight, but she doesn't need to. Which I think her character being written like that is different than the other characters. They normally either fight or put in situations to think otherwise. she doesn't have that issue.
Yeah, because she doesn't have to fight.
True.
So, in the story of ReZero, her lock affects specific aspects in what storyline?
I think she mostly affects the character of the story. Like she basically just affects how the character thinks.
True.
She doesn't have any major impact on the actual story itself. She mostly just changes the mind of people around her, basically.
Oh, so she's like the power of words can affect them.
Yeah, exactly.
So her power is hot, but have persuasion as Lop to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, she's more of a neutral character, definitely in that regard. But at the same time, she doesn't feel overly broken. She's just there. And she has the power.
Yeah.
I mean, if she was broken, she would basically be the main character. So, the way they wrote it is she is very broken, but not to that point. They still have to make the main character very strong, so they had to nerf it, basically.
True. She also described the soul marriage technique as like jewelry bestowed to her by past husbands used to defend herself. Kind of.
After. Therapy moisturizer.
I'm Nick Bozesco.
It's like as if she actually can make situations and believe it to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, she does have like the Yang Sword technique and stuff like that.
Yeah, but.
But she's more like a support mage, that sorcerer that grants you protection of luck to give you a boost, to give you a buff. And now you have that buff, they be able to fight more knowing that you have that healing factor or the luck to change the events around you to be able to achieve the end goal.
Yeah.
It's interesting because her personality is most like kind of nice. It's just like I'm here I am.
We don't know much about her personality, like we don't know what her intentions is. Maybe she's bad, maybe she's trying to be good.
Well, I think let's see.
She's not exactly a good person, but she's not bad either, so she's basically a neutral.
Yeah. Well, she can be volatile and dangerous when she's angry, but she's a self-centered attitude. So it kind of shows you where, you know, she was talking to Felt. Priscilla offers her a quick fix, but Felt refused. She's like that personality. It's like, you have to earn my luck to get my luck. It's kind of like, you have to earn it. You have to impress me while I should give it to you.
Yeah, she doesn't basically use her bar to me. She has to get something in return.
And she's like a character who's like in a royal fashion. You have to earn my respect before I even give you attention of day. She does put herself on the pedestal.
Yeah, she's very arrogant, basically.
Not just arrogant, but she's like high sense of self. Like, there's an importance to her when really there's not much importance to her because she's not written in any great importance in the story.
I mean, they don't focus too much on her in the story. They mostly just on the main character. That's why they don't even get a lot of screen time on her.
True, and the moment you do, you just get the self-importance as a gloating kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Here I am.
Yeah.
You're blessed to be in my presence. She's very static with her character.
So,
with that being said, this pretty much wraps up discussion about luck-based power users. Is there anything you want to clarify before we let this be recorded and let go?
I mean, I think there is a lot of different powers that can be good luck, but I think there is still a lot of, like, maybe some perfect back cover.
Yeah.
They are not luck-based powers, but mostly just fate. That's why there is exactly not many luck power users. That's much it.
True, but the ability to control fate as a power is also a sub-power of controlling destiny and reality warping.
Yeah, basically it's just reality warping.
But luck is not necessarily is expendable. It makes the events improbable, but not impossible.
Yeah, basically, exactly. That's what luck is.
And with fate, I feel like fate makes certain events almost impossible.
Yeah, I mean, there is a very huge difference between fate and luck. It's basically, fate is something that can't actually control, just happens, can never escape it, but with luck, it's just something that happens.
True. So, as like luck-based power goes, which character you think represents like the definition of a luck-based power in its facets?
Saruto Komijuru Kaisen is basically the definition of luck power user.
Okay. So he's the practical user of luck. While the stand to an interesting character could be King.
Yeah, I mean, King doesn't exactly control his power. He can play
Hold
the power.
But there's more story to him. Like, he's written in a way that the self-realization and, like, here I am, but I'm trying to solve it, but I can't, but I'm trying to anyway. He's more of a. His ethos is really great. That's why I like him.
Yeah.
As you easily relate to him.
Yeah, his character is very good. That's why he's my favorite.
But yeah, this wraps up this episode of the NCME podcast for luck-based powers, luck-based power users. And before we, go to the next subject and stuff, on my end, tell them where they can find you or stuff like that as you as a feature speaker.
You can just find me on the MC Anime Podcast website.
Okay.
As an audio editor, my contact information is there, so you don't have to worry about it.
True. And, him to contact if you want services. Contact us if you don't contact him directly, but contact him if you want a special, let's go in between. But thank you, Hesh, for being here. And overall, did you like it?
Yeah, I think it's a very interesting. I like talking about it.
Alright, well, this definitely was a good premiere episode for you.
Yeah.
Alright guys, well this concludes this episode of Luck-Based Power Users, and that's a wrap.
This concludes another episode of MC Anime Podcast. MC Anime Podcast is available on podcast directories like Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. We also have our website at mcanimepodcast.com. If you want to directly support us, then follow Patreon blog MC Anime. Finally, if you want services for hire, then we're available on Fiverr for audio and video production, graphic design, idea consulting, and blog and article writing.